At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!
Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions. Mort just waved at me silently.
I am finishing a swallow of a smoothie, which is a phrase I wish I'd never said in public. And I was chewing there's like coconut in it. So that's why I was chewing. So that's why it was a delayed response, my dear.
You should have done it in the mic to really give our listeners the ASMR treat they've all been craving.
Yeah, just some loud sloppy chomping.
Yeah, exactly. We have a third person here, a guest of ours and a friend of ours. Would you like to introduce them, honey?
I am so excited to have the one and only incomparable Dana Weddle with us, everyone. I'm pausing for applause. Dana is an amazing Los Angeles comedian, actor, political activist. Most recently, you may recognize her from that incredible pro-Kamala commercial where she and her producer slash comedian comic friend Julie Golden, shout out
Julie,
walked into the voting booth and voted their conscience instead of what their vaguely threatening husband wanted them to vote.
Hell yeah, damn the man.
Did you have a backstory for that woman? Because I really feel like you told a whole story in that commercial of their relationship, and it was a little alarming.
She's every woman I grew up with. You know, what's incredible about that is that I did get women reaching out to me from, like, high school that I hadn't heard from in, I won't say how many years it's been since high school. That said, I thought of you when I was in the booth. Like, these women and it was real. Everyone was joking about it. Colbert joked about it. I mean, you know, it went everywhere.
It went viral as hell.
Yeah. As soon as I read the script, like, when I sent in my tape, in the audition, I was like, oh, these are all the women that I grew up with.
And I think the reason it took off like wildfire was because of the authenticity of it.
Yeah. And why it made people mad, because you know that Trump himself commented on it on Fox News.
Did you
know
really?
That? Yeah.
Oh, that made me so happy.
Yeah. Julia Roberts is going to look back and think it's so cringe.
That's literally what he said.
I love it when 80-year-olds say cringe. You know, that really endears me to them. I love my grandpa using fucking Gen Z speak.
Right. Yeah. Being like, bet, Riz. You want to go to IHOP, Grandpa? Bet.
Oh, Slay Queen, you're a fucking 100 years old.
This 36-year-old guy said to me, bet. And I was like, oh, God. No, I feel like I was a teacher. I feel like he was in my middle school class or something.
Yeah, it does feel like a junior high starting freshman quarterback.
Junior high starting freshman quarterback?
I'm cutting all of that out.
So Dana has brought with her the topic for this rebrand episode. Dana, would you like to tell us what you desire to rebrand?
I would absolutely love to rebrand cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
I feel like a lot of people might be surprised that we're rebranding cats because they're so beloved on the internet.
Cats on the internet are celebrating.
They're killing it.
Right.
Crushing it.
Whereas crushing it.
The general, gen, what we'll call the gen pop.
Will we? Must we?
Gen pop of America, which if America is a for-profit prison. All right. Relax, Mort. The general population, they still feel a certain way about cats.
Yes.
Yeah. And it surprises me, quite frankly. I'm a single lady and I'm out there in the world dating. If a guy that's a potential suitor for me has any kind of hesitation, an allergy I can understand, but if it's like, oh, I'm not a cat person, or ooh, I don't trust cats, it sets my whole body on fire. How could you not love cats?
No,
did you learn this aversion? Mm. What did cats do to you?
And the answer is always nothing.
Nothing. Maybe that's the problem, is the lack of exposure to cats.
Right.
It's ignorance.
Because it's ignorance.
Like all prejudices,
stigma.
It's ignorance.
Cat
well, there's
stigma.
Also the sort of metaphor of consent that people have talked about, which is that, you know, if a guy doesn't like cats, because you have to earn the cat's affection. Cats yeah. are very boundaried. So right. there's like a whole, you know, there's a whole internet meme basically of the guy doesn't like cats and it's a red flag because he just wants affection without having to do anything for it.
Right. So your body right. is correct to light a flame
yeah.
as a response. Yeah.
Right. So they're the telltale animal.
They're the canary in the dating coal mine.
I have to say this really quick. We have a mutual friend who confessed that when he was a kid, he thought that all dogs were boys and all cats were girls.
I still think right. that's true.
Our one cat is an angel. She's just a purring, sweet little cuddle bug. And our other cat, Kevin, is...
Wait, what's the sweet one's name?
Samantha. So we have Samantha and Kevin. Samantha's the mom. They're literal mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And my going theory is that Kevin is actually like 30 in cat years. So she's pissed because she's still living with her mom.
It's the Grey Garden situation.
She's little Edie.
Yeah, she's little Edie. And she's been driven
she's
insane.
Like, get me out of here! Puts a scarf around her head and she goes into the yeah. sun lounge chair.
It's not weird that she's eating cat food.
She
though.
Smokes like, too. She smokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's always in a 20s bathing suit.
I have a nice cat and a mean cat.
Mm.
Lady Grey, she goes by Kitten.
She insists.
She goes by Kitten.
No.
Lady Grey is her stage name. Yeah. Yeah.
How did Lady Grey come about and then how did Kitten come about?
Well, because she's a rescue. Someone found her in a Burger King parking lot when she was 3 weeks old.
Good taste.
Damn.
And so she
relatable.
Was relatable. Yeah. So she was.
By the way, you guys saw that thing that was like the Burger King tweet that says we don't snitch. Was that real?
Wait, what are they snitching about?
Well, so, it's a reference to the McDonald's thing, the CEO killer thing.
I think it
can't be real, right?
A McDonald's employee snitched on Luigi Mangione.
Right.
But
right.
I saw like that could very easily be Photoshopped tweets from Burger King that says we don't snitch.
But don't you know, like all these like little tiny baby Gen Z interns for social media, like it could be.
It could very well
SNL
be.
SNL did this sketch about Sara Lee's pies, right? And then the intern accidentally commented on, I don't remember who it was, some hot guy, as Sara Lee wrote, "Wreck me, daddy."
Let me see what Wikipedia has to say. First of all, the cat, Felis catus, that's got to be made up.
Is that where Felix comes from? Felix the cat?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, it's got to be.
Felis catus, also referred to as the domestic cat or house cat, is a small domesticated carnivorous mammal. Domestication occurred around 7500 BC. Valued by humans for companionship and its ability to kill vermin, the cat's retractable claws are adapted to killing small prey such as mice and rats.
They've been around for 10,000 years per Wikipedia.
That was quick math.
So we've wanted them in our homes for 10,000 years.
That has to be longer than dogs, right?
Or
is it not?
I heard dogs were longer.
Oh, really?
I thought the dogs were
That's why they act like babies.
Did you say dongs or dogs?
Dongs way longer.
We're in the ocean as fish, which is big old dongs.
God, that's so funny. Weird flopping balls and big, very human looking dick. And then the female fish had just big fat asses.
The cheeks are just they're kind so round and juicy.
They're sea twerking.
Oh my, they're just wiggling their tails and their little booties are just. Like,
why do we evolve?
Wow.
We had it good back then.
Yeah, we had a good little
We're
bit.
Trying to get back to it. We just don't know. That's why we have that urge.
That's what Megan Thee Stallion is doing.
Yeah.
She's bringing us back to our first form.
The dicks just get smaller and the bodies get bigger, or the butts get smaller and the bodies get bigger, and then you get humans.
Ugh, it's so sad.
I always feel great tragedy.
Great tragedy.
Yeah.
I'm also treating that like it's scientific fact.
Yeah.
I'm like lamenting our previous form as if we
I'm
did
signed
have huge
on. I mean, I'm here for it.
I should edit the Wikipedia page as we're doing this podcast.
We've got rebrand canon. This is in-universe fact.
This is our lore.
Yeah. Fish had big fat butts and long soft dicks.
But a cat dick, the weirdest dick on the planet. They have barbs on them.
Oh, that's right.
It's a cone-shaped dick, right?
Uh-huh.
And then curling back toward the body are these barbs so that if a female cat tries to get away during the act, she can't because she's locked in.
That's so dark.
It's crazy.
That's actually surprising me that these men aren't into cats. Because they would think that's metal as hell.
They would want barbs on their dick.
They would want barbs on their dick.
Oh my God. If they only knew. See, this is how low intelligence they are.
Can you see the cat? The barbs, are they only exposed during the act? Because I guess I feel like I've never seen a cat dick.
Well, but
I've
here seen, I go. Yeah, look it up.
I mean, get the illustration because they're wild.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, it's got to be bad.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's horrible.
They're called penile spines.
Oh, it looks like a sandworm. It looks like Dune.
It looks like a bad guy from Zelda.
It's true. It's bad.
Do you want to see it, honey? You're going to really get bummed out.
Is this a photo or a drawing?
It's a photo.
It's a photo.
It's a photo. Yeah, get ready.
You'll never unsee it.
No, dude! I'm not surprised at how much I hate it. I obviously was going to hate it. I'm surprised how much I hate the color. I have some rebrand ideas.
Okay.
Which, first of all, I miss the world where weird things had commercials. When it was like, hey, have you tried milk? You're like, what the fuck? Like, hey, how about beef? You know, like stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
It's for dinner.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that it wasn't for a specific brand of milk. It was just for milk in general.
Just milk. That's the Dairy Council.
Yeah.
They were pushing because they made the food pyramid and they wanted...
Which was a lie.
Yeah, it was, and it is still is a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still used. It's still
even
a lie.
As a kid, I was like, we're not supposed to eat this much bread.
Yeah, also,
that's crazy.
It feels like a lie that they're like, hey, it's good for, I don't know, what's something they can't check on?
Bones. They're too deep in a body. No one's going to check on them.
Yeah. What, are you going to knock on your skeleton and be like, I feel stronger? I use what we call empathy. Of course cats don't want to be fucking pet by you because to a cat, you are a, I'm going to say, 23-foot tall creature who just comes in with your giant weird hands and starts coming at them. They weigh 1 pound. You weigh 150 pounds.
Right.
Suddenly they're flying.
Yeah.
They didn't ask.
They're
for
upside
that.
Down and flying.
Yeah, totally. Right. Yeah, a giant pulled them into the sky.
What?
That sounds kind of nice to me, actually. What you just said.
Totally.
I kind of.
If
like
you
that.
Knew the giant.
If I knew the giant. If I knew the giant.
And that's how cats are. Eventually, you become a friendly giant to the cat.
And they're like, wee, pick me up.
So right. I think we need a commercial wherein you're a little tiny person. A big scary giant comes in. You have little knives, which represent the cat claws. Tiny little knives. Yeah. And you just start prison stabbing. And then it says, like, this is how a cat feels. The Cat Council.
Yeah.
And exactly. Spike Jonze is going to direct it. That's my...
That's always your go-to, is that Spike Jonze is going to direct it.
He's a very imaginative director. Right. Michelle Gondry, one of those guys.
And also, I think you should have to, when you have to go to the bathroom, it's a box of sand, just like a litter box, but also your dinner plate, which is nice and hot and piping and steaming, is sitting right next to it. That's the thing that cats hate the worst. They don't want to shit where they eat. That's the whole thing. But people in their homes say, like, this is the cat area.
Right.
And don't understand why cats get so pissed about that. Because would you want to eat dinner right next to your toilet?
No. Right. And I feel personally called out right now because our cat food is...
It's a couple feet away.
Yeah, but it's pretty close. So in the commercial, next to a toilet is like a plate full of lasagna.
Yeah. Like, just like Garfield, because we know the cats like, from Garfield, we know they like lasagna.
And we're real bad about animal water. There's usually a couple of stray hairs in there.
Oh, sure.
A piece from the game Sorry or something is in there. Like.
But my cats still drink out of the toilet. I have a bubbling fountain for them for fresh water all the time, and they still drink out of the toilet.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's like a special game for them to like balance on the edge, and it's like, oh, it's risky.
Yeah, they need that danger.
They need the danger.
Maybe people don't like cats because they see themselves too much in the cat.
Ooh.
Like what you just described.
Addicted to the drama.
Addicted to the drama.
They're chaos.
Like Samantha, for example, at our old place, she made a break for it. She like left the house. She was out on the lam. I was really sad. I put posters up everywhere. I'd gone a little bit insane.
It was really, really hard. It was as though our newborn twins had been abducted. That's what it felt like.
It was really sad.
Yeah.
And she didn't even go that far. She just went on the next door neighbor's roof.
And what was wild about it is we were living with roommates. So we were on the second story. So I would be using the restroom and I'd look over and I hear like, and I'd look over and I'd be like, Samantha? And then she disappeared.
No.
So we had this whole
she's a fucking drama queen.
Yeah, so we had this whole like SEAL Team 6 thing happen where we knocked on their door.
Yes.
And we asked if we could go on their roof.
Our friend Grant scaled their house. She wasn't there. She evaded us.
Of course.
Then we got a possum trap. We tried various different baits. So
how long was she gone?
Like a week and a half or something?
No longer. Like 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So first we put KFC in there because someone told me to put KFC in there.
That's what the internet said. They said like, get fast food. It smells the craziest.
Didn't work. Then we got, like, fish, I think. That didn't work.
Right.
And then my friend was finally like, have you tried, like, actual cat food? And I was like, no. So we put the actual cat food in there, setting it every night. I was checking it every night. So Mort and I, this is Christmas Eve. We were doing a little Christmas Eve walk. And I saw that the door of the possum trap was down. And I was like, oh, my God, maybe we got her. And I looked, and it was, like, white and brown. I was like, oh, we got another cat. And then
the creature turned around and it was this possum making this insane
a possum
face
in a possum trap.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, his crazy teeth showing. And I was like, ah! And Mort was like, no, 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 get away from there. He's going to take you away, make you his possum queen.
Yeah. He takes Ashley underground and she's the queen of the
possums.
She's
the queen of the
possums. And then you do the dance, like the rat dance from the Nutcracker.
That's right. You exactly. Except for the yeah. possums. Yeah.
Imagine the get for the possum community that they have.
Oh, incredible.
Humanity's Ashley Burch.
Huge win for the possums. Are you kidding me?
That's very sweet.
I think he'd be treated quite well. I mean, it'd be awful and disgusting, but I think.
But they, yeah, I think they would have treated
they'd
you well.
They do their best. They bring you like the best trash to eat.
Oh, yeah. I get
the
best trash.
They would take you to the library and they would let you choose any book.
You think there's a little possum library?
I was just like, you know.
No, there is. This is rebrand canon. All possums have a yeah, possum library.
Of course, that's kind of nice, yeah. actually. It's yeah. so cozy.
With one of those fantasy ladders, you know, that you like oh, in Beauty and the Beast.
That's
what
I'm
thinking. Like,
oh,
like,
honey, maybe I should let him take
yours.
Me.
That's why I didn't want you to go. I was afraid you'd be like, well, this is, I'm not going back to my Terranian life. And subterranean.
I can't even remember what I left behind. This is so amazing.
But Mort opened the possum trap and we're like, that guy's never leaving. We put a blanket in there. There was food in there. But then he did leave. We put another can of cat food in there being like, okay, we'll see what happens. And then Mort woke me up at like midnight on Christmas Day.
It was 12:01.
It was, and he was like, Samantha came back.
Oh,
and it
my
was a
God,
Christmas miracle.
A Christmas miracle.
Now she constantly wants attention. She's always talking to us. She's like really like cuddly, sweet. I think she was like, I fucked up, guys.
We think there was a boyfriend cat too that maybe she initially wanted to go
maybe
on.
They broke up.
A cat date. Yeah.
Yeah.
They broke up.
She wants the drama. This is why I think maybe, you know, cats are a mirror for us. I think she was out there. She was partying. She probably met a boy how that wasn't right for her. Yep. You know
what
I mean?
I called her Rumspringa.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a Rumspringa and
where,
like.
Where she like did open. I tried Whippets.
That's right.
Slept with 11 guys.
Mm, yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's none like, of them loved her.
No. Well, it's the way that like the straight edge kids always become addicted to cocaine in
yes,
college.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah. And they have a loving family at home that's like, you can come back whenever you want. And mm-hmm. like, fuck you, Dad. Yeah. And then you have to trap him in a cage.
And you gotta go home for Christmas.
And you gotta go home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe that can be part of the cat council thing of like, maybe you don't like cats because you need therapy.
I think also we have to be honest. We have to be honest that everything you think you hate about cats is true.
Yeah, it's 100% accurate. And they are fucking filthy. The thing about having animals is like, it is disgusting.
It's gross.
It's a fucking living nightmare. And that's not even really addressing their penises, which are awful.
Oh, yeah. Right, we have to get rid of a rug because Kevin just will not stop pissing on it.
My dog is 17. He's a little chihuahua. And I share him with my best friend who lives in New York. He's in New York right now with Michael. Michael thought that he had been peeing all over everything. He's like, I have to put little belly bands on Max now. Well, come to find out that his roommate's cat is just pissed off about something. And she's been peeing all over everything. And he found a little turd in the middle of his bed.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So
that's what
they then do. He was like, Margo's been peeing all over everything. And it was her. And so now it's like, oh, well, Max is fine. And Margo's just a bitch.
Kevin, if I'm upset, she will come and she will sit on my stomach. She'll rub on me. And she's mm-hmm. the one. She always knows.
Kevin has an immaculately soft coat. It is
soft.
Velvety gorgeous. I always say that Kevin is like a weird aging model. Like, you'll see a model and you'll be like, oh my God, that's the most gorgeous person I've ever seen. And then we'll talk. They have like a very weird German accent. That's what's up with Kevin. Like,
right. Yes.
She's beautiful until you touch her. And then she's like, please. I'm not interested. Like, oh!
That's that now Kevin's canon voice.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, thank you. I'm not really interested. So you're like, how did that sound come out of there? Flares more cat food.
I just had the thought of like, how do you put subtitles on an audio podcast?
Doesn't everyone understand that I'm the king of all the cat time?
I didn't know that one.
I don't think I did.
That was good. I enjoyed it. Not a word.
Another fun thing about Kevin is she has this insane feather duster tail. So our bed is like, it's just off the ground, but Kevin walks by and all you see is her tail
so
floating
funny.
By. And it so much feels like you're living with a Muppet.
Yeah, it's great. So, okay, how do we decide who's on the cat council?
First of all, like Lady Gaga. We need to get somebody.
Maybe that's a big part
entity.
Of the...
I'm going to pitch another hot celeb. Right. You need somebody you wouldn't expect.
Sure.
Idris Elba.
Ooh.
Is anything sell hotter than Idris Elba with two little kittens in his lap?
I think it's Idris.
Idris?
All right, I'm going to cut that then. It's all cut.
The other thing we need to do to help the cats out is that we need to burn all footage of the film or musical Cats.
Yeah, that okay, set the yeah. cat brand back.
Okay, that really set the cat
way
brand
back.
That, like, that was produced by the Dog Council.
I didn't even see the movie. I saw the musical, but I was like, what the fuck is this? Here's the plot of Cats. No plot. It's just, this is this cat's name, and here's what he can do. This is this cat's name, and Rum Tum Tugger. Come on out, Rum Tum Tugger. And then a sad cat comes out and sings this. I mean, there's no sense.
It's so bad, it's shocking they didn't give a song to a cat dick.
Instead of the big floating tire, it should have just been rotating cat penis, and they all hang on to the barbs and they fly away into the sky.
That would have been excellent.
Oh, I love, yeah, that.
Dun, 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 dun. I follow these cat accounts on Instagram of cats playing guitar, like they're like hot, they're like hot cats as like rock gods playing guitar.
But they're actual cats?
It's like an AI image. So it's like I'm strangely attracted to it. They have like biceps, but then they're like cats. They're like, but the problem I have, I don't have a problem with any of that. Okay, okay, okay. Because I love these cats. Uh-huh. Something is happening to me when I watch these videos.
Yeah, you're developing a kink.
Yeah, that is my kink. Is that they have fingers.
Oh, I hate
that. What the hell? I want to know that magically this cat can play the guitar with a paw.
With a paw. Yeah.
With a paw, because that's what cats have.
Yeah, that's how I know this is a sexual fetish thing, because it's always gets real specific. And like any slight misstep, you're like, well, I can't come to this.
The fingers? No.
Because it looks like what it would really look like if a cat was 3/4 of the way into turning into a human. That's like the thing. The worst part of the movie, The Thing, is when, because The Thing can't ever fully morph into the human being, so it's just this awful stretched.
Oh, God. And so you feel the frustration of
the lack of completion.
Ugh. Yes.
Yes.
I really love, I have to say, that the biceps and the playing 80s rock is not the issue.
Yeah, that's so good.
Oh, I'm like, on board. For all of it.
I'm like, hell yeah. And they like, it's like, you know, like a cat that has like a Himalayan has these like wispy like tendril, like, and then they like make that sort of like the hair, like the Bon Jovi hair.
There needs to be this version for every genre of music. There needs to be like the grunge cats, like the Kurt Cobain, like depressed about to overdose cat.
The Boys to Men cats.
The Boys to Men cats are great. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh my God.
And they've got the canes and stuff. While they're singing, they're doing cat stuff where they're jumping like way higher than they should be able to.
They get distracted by a laser beam on the wall.
And they just have little sunglasses.
That I'm really into, actually. I don't know how I felt about the 80s rock, but R&B, boy band, I'm super into that, actually.
Yeah, because it's like moody, it's nighttime.
That's
the
right.
The street is wet from rain.
Yeah. There's like a D'Angelo, like super muscular, but with a do-rag on.
So I feel like what we're saying is that the basic premise of Cats was actually okay. They just didn't execute it properly.
Yeah,
they didn't do it well.
Yeah, they didn't make it horny. They just made it weird.
They did make it kind of horny, though, I guess.
But it was not a fun horny. It was
and like, I don't like the way you're moving. Like, are you a cat or are you a human?
Right,
like,
I can't fuck a half a cat. Yeah.
Make a decision.
To your point earlier, we just need to be honest. We need to be honest about how cats suck, and we need to be honest about the fact that I guess people want to fuck them. And just
okay.
go all the way.
All right, to clarify, people would fuck the mostly human version of them.
Yes, right,
sure,
right.
There are those people, I guess.
When I was a kid, it was like She-Ra. They would have these sort of like muscular tiger men.
Right, Thundercats.
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 Exactly. So this
thunder.
See, what we're doing now is isolating the origin story of your sexual kink.
Right. I was going to say, how did you feel about Thundercats?
I love
Thundercats. Okay, there it is. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, Chitara.
Yeah.
Such a babe.
Oh my God.
She had a low cut top, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Busty, but fit.
Very agile, like a cat.
Athletic.
Like a cat. And the male dudes, they had like cut ass jawlines, broad shoulders.
And they had this kind of like on the side of their faces because there were cats.
I had a weird thought, actually, earlier.
A weirder than what we're talking about?
When we were talking about Cats the movie, I was like, well, maybe the way that we can rebrand Cats is that we make a movie or a Broadway musical that's even worse than Cats so that it takes the heat off of Cats, like Dogs, but it's even worse. Maybe what we can do instead is take something that is universally hated by people and then put cats in it somehow to save it. Like, everyone hates the ending of Lost. You just recut Lost so that there are cats at the end. Okay. Explain.
Cats at the end, how? Like...
I
It ends up just being an island of thousands of cats, and then everybody looks at the camera and goes, "You get it."
It's a cat stream. You zoom into Jack's eye, and then you go through space and time, and it's just a cat in a sunbeam going.
Exactly, or like taking a little tiny bath with his little, like doing what cats do. Which is not giving a shit.
Right.
When the whole world is ending.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, then why did we even care in the first place? Look at this cat. He's unfazed.
Yeah.
Yes, we have so much to learn from cats.
The end of Sopranos, rather than it just going off on James Gandolfini looking up and then going to black, you turn the camera and it's a cat and the cat shoots him. You know what I mean? You give people closure.
The cat mob style executes James Gandolfini. Yes.
I feel like you don't love my Sopranos idea, honey.
Do I love it? Let me ask if I love it.
Just picture it in your mind, if you will.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Why don't we put a fedora on the cat?
Yeah, he's in a coat. He's got a fedora.
I mean, you're sweetening the pot. I'll tell you that much.
He's got a tiny little pea shooter.
Cat size gun?
Cat size, yeah. Originally, when I imagined it, he was the size of a human, which I think is a horrifying nightmare. So, no. It's a tiny cat, comes in, cat size fedora, cat size coat, cat size gun, shoots Tony Soprano.
My issue partially was transitioning from the end of Lost to that. I just had a lot of difficulty processing all of that together.
Yeah, we're spitballing.
Yeah, right, that's what the show's all about.
This may be the first time that I have presented an idea that you have issues with. I feel like our dynamic is usually the other way.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like being on this side of it.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
I'll have another. Breakfast Club, if it's cats.
It's like a Siamese.
Oh, Molly Ringwald is a Siamese because she's the most beautiful, and she's like doing her boobs and lipstick trick.
But she's a cat. Yeah,
she's
great.
A cat.
Judd Nelson is a street cat.
Is like he's a black cat, and like, he has like a flannel.
But he's obviously 15 years older than everyone else.
Yeah. Principal would be a dog.
The principal is a dog.
Right.
Totally.
Because he's the enemy, but like a bulldog or something. Like
yeah.
Can I also say, very meaningless side note, whatever happened to the popularized, I believe, by Judd Nelson, I want to say, the denim jacket with leather sleeves?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like he and Johnny Depp were running that thing pretty hard.
Were the sleeves the only part that was leather?
From shoulder to wrist.
Yes, sleeves.
Denim jacket.
Nice.
Right.
I'd love to see a cat in one of those. Little cat arms?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my rock guy cat wearing that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then,
this is great because my understanding of the psychology of furries,
sure,
which is what we're discussing, very obviously,
is that it was subtext. Now it is text.
Now it is foretext.
Wow, I didn't even realize that about myself. Wow. New to me.
It's a podcast of discovery. That the psychology is that we have no idea how to deal with sexuality. Children naturally repress any form of understanding of sex. And it becomes attached to whatever the safest thing around is, which is often cartoons.
Oh, interesting. Because I thought the thing that you're afraid of sometimes becomes a sexual object for you, right?
I think that also happens
sometimes too.
That happens
sometimes,
too. Yeah, it's such a powerful urge that it could go all kinds of different directions.
Sure.
Yeah, and also if you're afraid to behave sexually, then you need a dominant partner to allow you to live your sexual fantasies by instructing you to do so.
Right.
I'm a sex therapist more than anything.
I like this lane that we're on of just recreating things, but with cats in them. Mm-hmm. My assumption is that the bros really need this sort of cat cinema. So you could do Transformers, but with cats.
Top Gun, but it's called Top Cat.
Top Cat. Yeah. Fast and the Furious, but everyone's a cat.
The Cats and the Furious.
The Cats and the Furious. You know, the cats are driving cars.
The Cats and the Meowrius.
One more time?
The Cats and the Meowrius. I was sorry I was saying it while I was saying it, and I interrupted you to say it, which is an insane move.
But, you know, famously, there is Catwoman, and I wonder if you did Catman, Batwoman. You did a little swappy swap.
There's a lineage of action stars, I think, starting with Bruce Willis, maybe, who do this incredible thing that they are not at all like hyper masculine.
Uh-huh.
They're just fucking cool.
Yeah.
And and they're dismissive of shit, and they're funny.
They're like cats.
That's where the confusion lies, because we should be drawn to that, right?
Right.
That's the mystique.
And we are, but we don't know that we are, I think, because it's actually really rare and hard to do well. There's like Bruce Willis. I think that Bill Murray does it pretty well sometimes. Mm. I think that maybe Gene Hackman. These are action stars who are like very self-possessed. Like they have this internal confidence that's not very showy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about the movies those people are in, Die Hard, Ghostbusters, whatever, which do have problems, they're also so much more fun and watchable. And I think it's feline because cats are also very self-possessed.
Okay.
They trust themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't have to show everybody how badass they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what we do. We are the cat council, obviously.
You, me, Idris Elba.
Dana.
Dana. Lady Gaga.
And we do like the Got Milk campaign that had all of the celebrities with the milk mustache.
Yep.
It's the Bruce Willis's, et cetera, just posing with a cat. There should be a genuine, like, not winky action movie where the main guy has a cat companion. And I feel like that's going to do all of our marketing for us.
He's going to be watching the cat companion to be alerted when there's danger.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, and he's the one who can sniff it. Like, whatever it is, whether it's a zombie, or he's the one that sniffs out the, oh, this person is disease in the future apocalyptic moment.
They're also whisper quiet.
Imagine, if you will, it's a movie about a spy. We're talking like a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible kind of thing. And his buddy is a cat, because what fucking better stealthy companion could you ask for when you're going into some sort of secret mission where quiet and agility is of the utmost importance? Like, yes. You want a cat.
Much apologies to my Tom Cruise lovers out there. Much respect. He feels like he's trying to do the self-possessed thing,
but he
doesn't actually trust himself.
So who's our modern version of this?
We don't have one. The closest we got was the dude that you love from Parks and Rec.
Chris Pratt.
Who was like going in that direction because he was so funny, but then they turned him into a muscly action star when he wanted to be closer to what I'm talking
about.
I'm going to pitch somebody.
Okay.
Me. Fucking obvious.
Hilarity. Yes.
Okay, imagine more. Right. He's a spy.
Right.
He has a little Samantha. Our cat Samantha is all black. You put her into the air vents, right? She's got a little like spy camera on her. She's... And she's so quiet. And then she has like the little Mission Impossible dun, 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 where she's being lowered from the air vent. And then she's getting like a 360 view of this place. You know, she's recording it with this camera. The bad guys don't see her. She's a fucking cat. She's small. Mm-hmm. She's quiet.
Yep.
She zips back up into the air vent, delivers you the data.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I want this in a video game.
Yeah. Meanwhile, absolutely. I'm like sarcastically dismissing a bad guy who's like trying to attack me. I'm like, actually, no thanks. And I just close the door on him. That people didn't know was there. Because remember how the most
no thanks. Honey, I want you to workshop your cool thing.
Because remember how in Indiana Jones the guy does all that shit with the sword and he pulls out the gun and just shoots him. That's the coolest thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The least energy expended to defeat somebody is the coolest. That's what fucking Bruce Lee always said. Bruce Lee, another person who is deeply self-possessed. We just sort of got obsessed with dudes' bodies, which is just kind of embarrassing. You know what I mean?
I
like, if you weigh 300 pounds and you're all muscle, like, you can do the job. But those movies don't have the same staying power.
You know who actually could do it, maybe? The dude that plays Shang-Chi in the Marvel movie has, like, a quippiness, but he's also an action man. I would watch a movie with him and a cat best friend.
Look, am I pissed that you're pitching him over your beloved husband? I thought we already cast this role, but that's
Honey,
fine.
Honey, you were being auditioned and you said no thanks and I asked you to workshop it.
Let's try some more catchphrases. The cat comes and brings you the drive or whatever and you hit the button, the door is closing and you say...
Who's the guy who's coming at me now?
Security guard.
Hey, look over there. It's a kid stealing a comic book. You fucking dork. And I close the door that we didn't know was there.
I think I prefer no thanks.
I like no thanks better too.
Fuck. I guess this is why I never book anything.
Honey, you
drop the ball at the final yard line.
Honey, I'm going to cast you as the guy back in headquarters that's making all the funny quips.
That's what we've done is we've taken this person and relegated them to the van, right? Who's the guy that you love so much from Spaced?
Simon Pegg, yeah.
Yeah, we've taken Simon Pegg when he should actually be the Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's just a better, more fun movie.
Yeah.
And we've relegated that guy to the office or the fucking van, and it's boring.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I want to see him on a fucking airplane of a passenger jet in the sky.
With a cat.
It's Deadpool.
It's Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool, but no irony.
And a cat.
Yes.
Cool. I feel like you're just upset about the state of movies and you're forgetting that we're rebranding cats, honey.
Yeah, I tried to turn this into an episode about rebranding Mort.
Rebrand Mort.
What if nerds were cool? Yeah, so let's put the guy from Shang-Chi in the movies. Yeah, I love it. He's got a cat.
And I think if that would do numbers, I think it would really do. I think it would really do a lot for cats.
He could pull the witty. I need to picture this cat though. I need to know, what is it, like an Abyssinian? In my mind, for some reason, it was like an orange tabby. I had an orange tabby in Guatemala when I was in the Peace Corps. It was a gift given by my host family, and I named him Chippy Lean. And because that's like a green herb, and people name their animals that in Guatemala. I made this lime poppy seed bread, and I left it on the counter.
Oh, you made it?
I made it. And I came back, and Chippy Lean was a tiny kitten at that point, and he was high as fuck. I was like, Chippy. He was like, I was like, what happened to him? He ate the end of the bread, and their poppy seeds have opium in them.
Oh my God.
And so I Googled, is my cat going to die because he ate poppy seeds and he's so tiny and it's so amplified in his system? And it was like, no, he's just high as fuck.
Yeah. I'm certain too that you just did a perfect impression of his meow. The meow really conveyed like a bad trip. Like,
yeah. Like seeing the devil. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Help me, Mom.
Oliver would eat through, like, you'd leave a bag of bread out on the counter. He'd eat through just the middle of every single slice of bread, so they were all useless. But one time, he had, like, an automatic feeder, and he was leaving for a couple of days. So he was like, I'll just put, like, enough food for a couple of days in the feeder, leave him, it's fine. Oliver knocked the top off and ate and ate and ate and ate and ate until he fell asleep. And then he woke up and he kept eating. He ate like an entire 2 days worth of food.
Like how relatable minutes. Is that shit?
It's like the tiny puppy in the tub of jam. There's a meme of that that's like, is this a murder scene or did this puppy just eat all the jam?
Yeah. That was me last night with brie and Tostito chips. And I ate 11 pounds of it while our friend Miranda said, hey, are you all right?
Let's do a recap of our rebrand. So we're going to be the Cat Council.
Yeah.
We're the Cat Council. We know that we have to be honest. Honesty is the only policy.
So sometimes cats are assholes.
They are.
And they're kind of stinky and filthy.
Yep.
Yes. But they're really loving, too.
That's why we love them, because we earned their love and it means more.
We're also going to do photo shoots with celebrities and cats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're putting up posters in libraries and schools.
Yes.
We're
starting... You do love a library. Yeah, I love this about you. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
This is where we learn things.
That's right. Side note, possums all have underground libraries. I have one question about, are the libraries filled with possum information? Here's what I think. I think they're filled with all possum books and then one giant human book that they're kind of confused by.
My immediate thought was that they have all of the same kinds of books that we do, but they've been rewritten to be about possums.
Sorry. We need to stop the podcast. That's the greatest idea I've ever heard. We just rebranded possums. That's the beautiful thing about this show is that because of our expertise, other shit just gets rebranded.
It's like Great Expectations, but everyone's a possum.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's The Stranger by Camus, but everyone's a possum.
Yeah, Notes from the Underground.
Notes from the Underground, but Dostoevsky,
of
my,
of mice and possums.
Yeah. Possums. Okay. And mice and possums. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are all fun.
Yep.
There's some very modern erotic smut that is.
And possums. You just open it and it's just like.
And we're going to make a multi-million-dollar movie with Simu Liu.
Yeah, or maybe I'm the new action star.
Or Morper. And introducing our orange tabby. What is the name of this movie, guys?
We have the audacity to just call it Cats.
Apocalypse Meow.
Dina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This was wonderful.
I'm so glad. And for rebranding Cats.
Yeah. Where can we find you, Dana? Anything you'd like to plug for us?
I'm doing stand-up all over town. It's Kookaburra Lounge once a month. You can follow me on my Instagram at Dana Weddle and on your TVs.
Hell yeah. Yeah, go to Dana's Instagram. She'll be posting all of her dates and stuff. Go see her do stand-up in Los Angeles. Please email us any suggestions or deep, thoughtful compliments concerning the show. You can find us on all your socials at Rebrand the Pod.
And that's it. I don't know why I said that. Like I was going to start a new sentence. I wasn't. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Rebrand.
Rebrand.